11 Corrections Officers Injured in Inmate Attack at Rikers Island. By Catherine Rodriguez on March 27, 2021. 11 corrections officers were injured during multiple inmate attacks this past week at Rikers Island Jail in New York City. There were 5 attacks this week by gang members who broke officers' ribs, gave them concussions, and caused them to suffer other injuries, according to an internal incident report obtained by the New York Daily News. 13 inmates, 11 of them gang members, attacked 4 corrections officers on Tuesday, one of whom suffered broken ribs and a broken hand after being hit with a fire extinguisher. A second attack occurred on March 19, with 13 gang members who punched officers in the face and pelted objects at them. At least 3 officers were injured in that case. A third incident occurred on March 20 involving 5 inmates and 1 officer suffering injuries. A fourth attack occurred on March 22 when a Crips gang member punched an officer in the side of the head, causing the officer to hit his head on a wall and suffer a concussion. The officer also needed 5 staples in his head. The fifth assault on Thursday injured 1 officer. All of the attacked officers received treatment for their injuries. "The safety of those who work in our facilities is always our first priority," Correction Department spokesman Peter Thorne told the Daily News. "Any attack is reprehensible, and we are pursuing rearrest of the individuals involved." Corrections officers who work at Rikers Island have had to deal with their fair share of inmate beatdowns. In December 2020, 4 corrections officers were injured after an inmate attacked them as he was being let out of his cell. And in February 2018, several Rikers Island inmates brutally attacked a guard, causing him to suffer brain bleed and a broken spinal column near his neck.